Hello.
Hey Paul, this is Sam. Do you hear me now?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Right. I'm so sorry about this inconvenience. Yes, please go ahead. What's your concern? Can you please go ahead and let me know?
Okay. So what is the problem?
Actually, your book size was 8.25 by 11, right? And you wanted to publish
Eight.
that book.
It's 8.5 times 11, yes.
Yes. So do you know, once we will go ahead and publish that book in that size, so your book will be changed into the from landscape to portrait. Do you know about this thing?
Yeah, but no, we agreed upon this months ago. I agreed upon this months ago.
That's true to mind, right? I'm going to send you a preview right away on your text message. So can you please go ahead and review it? So your book
Can
will
you?
be.
Okay. Can you send it to me via email?
I do. Just stay with me. I'm going to send you right now, okay? Just give me a second.
Sam, I am 75 years old. My
Oh,
eyes are very bad.
Oh,
So I
okay.
can't see the little messages on the iPhone. It's too small for my eyes. Now, from what I understand, just listen to me for 1 minute, please. From what I understand is that you were able to send me the 65 books with 11 times 8.5. But when it comes to Amazon, they want to make the book 8 inches times 6 inches.
Okay, let me explain, right? If we will go ahead and upload the book on the Amazon, the size would be the Amazon would allow us. That is 8.5 by 11.
Then
Okay?
that's on Amazon. That's no problem.
Okay, so what happened next, right? Once we will go ahead and publish the book and print out the book for you, which is 65
Right.
copies, so what happened? Your
Right.
book will be changed from the landscape to portrait. So I'm going to share the preview of the book, how the book will be look like once it will be printed out. So once you approve it, then we will send you the 65 copies at your doorstep. That's fine.
Yeah, but I, Sam, you already sent me 3 proof copies that I have here in my hand, and it's more of a landscape. It's horizontal. We already discussed this months ago. I already have 3 copies here in my home.
Absolutely, you're right. We can go ahead and print the book in the landscape in the same side. The printed copy, do you have? The same printed
Yeah.
copy, we can send it to you, the 65 copies. But on the
Yes.
Amazon, once we will go ahead and publish that book on the Amazon, the size would be 8.5 by 11. So are you okay with it? The printed copy, you will get
Okay.
in the landscape. That's totally fine, totally
Okay.
understandable. And
Sam. Okay.
whatever
Okay.
the printed
Sam.
copy, do you have? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So on Amazon, what will be the size on Amazon?
Only on the Amazon, the size would be 8.5 by 11.
Yeah, but Jessica said it would be 8.5 times 6 inches.
Yes, why she was telling you this thing? Because you want a landscape thing, right? The same thing that you have already in your hand. So that's why she said to you this thing. But you are saying you are okay with that size on the Amazon. So what we can do now, the first solution is that we will go ahead and publish your book on Amazon. The size would be 8.5 by 11. And the printed copy that you wanted, right? And you already have those copies, like 2 or 3 copies, as you said. So the same copy we
Right.
will go ahead and send you in the landscape, which is 65. That's fine.
And that would be, what's the size of the ones you will send me?
The same size which you have already in your hand.
8.5 times 11.
The copy that you have right now is 8.5 by 11, right?
Yes.
So you want the same size, right? And in the
Yes.
printing?
Yes.
Okay, that's totally fine. So
Yes.
I will go ahead and publish the book by 8.5 by 11 and send the same
Yes.
printed copy to you, which is 65, and the size would be
Right.
8.5 or 8.5 by 11.
Okay. And then on Amazon, it will be the same size. Hello? Lord help me. God help me. I put it
Okay,
down.
I'm here. I'm here. Sorry. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So then the size of the book that will be sold on Amazon will be what size, please?
Let me explain you. Let me clear one more time, right? On the Amazon,
yes.
The size would be 8.5 by 11, and it would be the portrait, not the landscape or horizontal, okay, on the Amazon.
Okay.
But the printed
right.
copy that you have already, that is on the landscape, and the size is 8.5 by 11. So the printed
right.
copy, you will get the same how the
yes.
way you want it. And you have already three copies. So the same way you will get all 65 copies as well in the landscape,
okay.
which is called horizontal,
okay.
right? But on the Amazon,
okay.
once we will update the book on the Amazon and publish the book on the Amazon has a standard size, which is 8.5 by 11. Once we will put 8.5 by 11, so Amazon automatically changed the book size into from the landscape, from the horizontal to the portrait. So are you okay with that? So I will go ahead and publish
so
the
book
right now.
Okay. Okay. Let me understand something. So
uh-huh.
the book on Amazon, let's just talk about Amazon for now. It will be the same size, but it won't be horizontal. It will be vertical.
Absolutely. You got my point.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's not, I guess Jessica did not understand.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it doesn't matter horizontal or vertical, because you can always flip the book and look at it that way.
Of course. That's totally up to you. Even,
okay.
I can show you the example how it will be look like. So you will, it will be
okay.
more clear to you.
Okay.
So
okay.
if you allow me.
And then yes.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. So then on Amazon, it will be 8.5 times 11, but it will be more in a vertical as opposed to a horizontal layout.
Come again one more time.
The book on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
will be the same size,
mm-hmm.
but not horizontal, vertical.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely right.
And now, one more question. Will there be any distortion to the photos?
It will a little bit. So that I wanted to show you, right? So if you allow me a second, so I can go ahead and share the email with you. So you
okay.
will have an idea like how it will be look like okay. once we will publish the book on the Amazon
right.
in the portrait way. So just stay with me. I will go ahead and share the
okay.
email with you right now. Just give me a second.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Stay with me, please.
Sam. Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
No, you are... I'm.
Hey Paul, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, if you don't mind, can I have your email? So I will go ahead and send you an email right away.
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh.
It's P like in Paul.
Uh-huh.
L like in Lima.
Mm-hmm.
R like in Robert. P like in Paul. H like in Harry. O like in octopus. T like in Thomas. O like in octopus. And Z like in zebra. So it's plrphotos@gmail.com.
Can you please go ahead and check your email right now? I just sent you that.
Okay. Nothing as of yet. It'll maybe come in. No, it didn't come in yet.
Let me forward you again. Yes, please. Refresh your inbox.
Yes.
Inbox.
I just received 2 landscape pictures.
Right. Before you open any, like, attachment, let me tell you one more thing. I have attached 2 things.
Yes.
The first size is 8.5 by 11. That is portrait, which is published on Amazon. And second one
right.
will be the perfect size. That is the landscape size, 8.5 by 6.
No, makes, don't want it. No,
okay,
no good.
It's totally your choice. So 8.5 by 11, I have attached the link or image. So you can review it if you are okay with that. So I will go ahead and publish the book on the Amazon by the size just 8.5 by 11.
Yes, 8.5 times 11 because, Sam, you must realize these are photos.
Mm-hmm.
And on some pages, there are 2 pictures. So if you cut that in half, the small
mm-hmm.
pictures will be like a postage stamp.
Mm-hmm. I do understand that.
And it's very disrespectful to the photos.
Of course.
Doesn't do any okay. So now we're back to where we started.
Let's do one thing, right? I do understand your point. So we can go ahead and publish your book like by 8.5 by 11 size on the Amazon. And again, the copies that you have already in the landscape, I will send all 65 copies in the same size in the same landscape at your doorstep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But on the Amazon,
and then,
that would be the 8.5 by 11.
Okay. And then let me ask you something. So, but basically, what would be the difference with the books that you send me and the books that will be published up on Amazon? What would be the difference?
The size different because the book that you have already, that is a landscape, and but the book will be published on the Amazon, that is portrait. So once, let's take an example, I'm a client, I just go over the Amazon and I want your book. So I will just go ahead and purchase the book from the Amazon. So whatever the book I will got it from the Amazon, that would be the portrait, not the landscape.
Okay. But But will the picture size be changed, or will there be any distortion to the pictures?
There is no distortion. The attachment that I sent you, 8.5 by 11, the same way the clients will receive all the books, and once they open that book, so they will see all the picture like in this way.
Okay.
And you know, the picture would be in the center of the page, and the header and the footer would be the blank, like a wider space, how it is in the attachment at the moment. You can review it. You can open the attachment with a wide space coming up at the top or at the bottom, and at the center of the page having a picture. The same way somebody will purchase the book from the Amazon, the same way, the same layout they will receive at their doorstep.
Right, right. But will the images be reduced in size?
Size, like, what do you mean by the size?
Will the actual size of the photos be changed?
According to the portrait, yes, 8.5 by 11. But the distortion will not become, the picture will not be blurred or something like that. That would be the high quality. The resolution would be fine. So there is no distortion in the resolution or the picture.
But the pictures will be smaller.
Little bit, right? The same way, the way I just sent you attachment. Yes. It would be having a wide space at the top and at the bottom. Once we will go ahead and publish the book on the Amazon and submit it from the Amazon. So that is called a portrait. Or the second option is that, which you don't like it, but I'm just going to let you know one more time. 8.5 by 6, if we will go ahead and publish the book in this size on the Amazon, so you see the second attachment. You see the full image picture. There is no white space. So whenever somebody will place an order on the Amazon, being a client, so they will not get any white space. They will get all like a picture in this entire page. There is no white space on the page. So
I understand. But the pictures will be much smaller in actual size.
It will little bit, not that much. I must say this.
See, I tell you, I don't know. I like very much what you sent to me originally.
Mm-hmm.
I like that size. I like that size of the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
If the pictures are going to be reduced in size and there's going to be a lot more white, it defeats the purpose. But the image will still be small.
Yes, a little bit, right? How the way it's looking, you can see it in the attachment. The wider space will become. But I can suggest you, if you take my opinion, I will talk about being a customer. I'm not talking about being a publisher or the something like that, being a company. Being a customer, if I wanted to, you know, order something from the Amazon, like your book, so I want to see the full image. So I will suggest you, because you are showing your portfolio or something like that in the book, so I will suggest you, being a customer, I would like to see the picture on the entire page. I wouldn't have any matter about that thing, like is this a book in the portrait or this book in the landscape. I want to see the quality thing in the book. When I open the book, I want to see the quality thing right there. So, this is my opinion. So, I don't think so there is any matter about the portrait or landscape. I would suggest you, this is my opinion, being a customer, you should go with 8.5 by 6 landscape. So, whatever the copies you have, that is a landscape. So, being a customer, if I will order from the Amazon, so definitely I will get the same copy which you have already in your hand. So, I think that would be great. This is my opinion, but final decision is yours.
I
wouldn't say anything.
I understand. But you know, the way I look at it, the way I see this, either way I lose. I either have the same size picture with a lot of white space or a very, very small book with full pages.
Okay.
Now, can I ask you one question?
Sure, go ahead.
Between the 8.5 times 11 and the 8 times 6, will the images be about the same size on the page?
this picture, the size of the picture would be remain same, but only one, the one difference will become once we will go ahead and publish a book in the 8.5 by 11. So you will see the wider space on the page, how you see the in the attachment. But in the 8.5 by 6, there is no wider space because the wider space will be cut down.
No, I understand. I'm not concerned about the wider space. I am concerned about the size of the photo. Because if you put too much white space, you destroy the effect of the picture. And if you bring down the size of the book, you destroy the quality of the picture.
Absolutely,
so
you're right.
Either way, I'm very, very unhappy. I'm very unhappy.
But we can do one thing right here. We can just adjust the picture in the center of the page, how it is at the moment in the attachment, right? So we will adjust all the picture in the center of the page. So there is no distortion in the quality of the image. The size of the image will be remain same.
Yeah, I understand that. But it will be much smaller than what the proof book that I have here. The actual pictures will be much smaller. Can you hold on 1 second? Oh, no,
sure.
I'm going to get the book, and I'm going to measure.
Let's do one thing.
Yes,
if it's possible to you, can you take the picture of your book that you have already and send it back to me by email so I can see what you're talking about exactly?
To send it to you? How am I going to send it to you?
No.
Don't you have a copy? Isn't it the same company?
That is the same company, but I'm just willing to see the copy that you have already in your hand. So I want to see that one. Might be that you have already. I want to take an idea exactly what you have in your hand. If it's possible, so you can click the picture and share with me by email. If it's possible, otherwise, not a problem. I can see in my copy.
Okay. I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to send it to you. And then
by
on
email.
The left side is one full image, and on the right side is two smaller images. So if I take a picture of that and send it to you, then maybe you'll understand. I could do that right now. I have my
sure, take your time. I can hold the line for you. Take your time.
Okay. Because, I would like... Yeah, I'd like to get the same as I have here already. Okay, it's not 100% sharp picture, but you'll get the idea. I'm going to send it to you right now. Sam?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay. I just sent the picture to you. Did you get it?
Just with me. Let me see it, right? It will take a while.
No problem. Are you in India?
No, I'm not.
With your accent, okay.
Yes, actually, I'm Asian. Yes.
Asian?
Yeah, I'm Asian.
Okay, no problem, no problem.
But I'm not
okay,
Indian.
And I'm just trying. I'm just trying to make this work, you know.
Sure. Not. I'm here to resolve the issue, right? Don't worry. I'm here, and it will be resolved.
Okay,
don't worry
you.
About that. Just stay with me.
Thank
please.
You,
Let
Sam.
Me see the picture. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did you get the picture?
All right, yes, I got the picture. Just stay with me. Actually, I have shared the picture with my designer, so just give me a second, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Please.
No
Thank
problem.
You very
thanks.
Much. Paul, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, so can you please let me confirm me the size of this book? Is this the same size like 8.5 by 11? The book that you have?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's 8.5 times 11, yes.
Okay. Just okay, stay with me. Paul, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right, I just confirmed with my designer the picture that you sent it to me. The same way you will get all
Yes.
the printed copies. And if somebody will print the, like, somebody will order by the Amazon, so they will get the copies in the same size of the picture, but the wider space, little bit more in that page, at the bottom and at the top. But the picture
I'm
size
sorry,
remains
say that
same.
again.
The picture size remains same. But the wider
Yes.
space will be a little bit more at the top and at the bottom on
The
the
wider
Amazon.
space.
Yes.
Okay. So the wider space, the picture, the size of the pictures will be the same, just
Yes.
that there'll be more white space on the top and on the bottom.
Yes, you got my point.
Okay. Sam, thank you so much for helping me. I really appreciate this.
Thank you very much, sir. So now the solution, as you agree, I will go ahead and send you the 65 copies, printed copies, at your doorstep by the same, at the same layout that you send it to me.
Yes.
And on the Amazon,
yes.
I will go ahead and publish this book at 8.5 by 11. And
yes.
Somebody will, you know, order from the Amazon this book. So the wider space will be more in that page, but the picture size will be remain same. It will know the
distortion
in the picture. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I understand, but to me, that doesn't make sense. The picture would have to be smaller to make more white space on the top or on the bottom. How can the picture remain the same and there be more white space and the size of the book is the same? Could you explain that to me?
It will be. Actually, we will cut down the page from the right inside, right? So we will adjust that in the printing. Don't worry about that. We will adjust it. Picture size will not be distortion.
Okay. Sam, you're a very nice man. This is a project I've been working on for 30 years. So please help me to make it look good so I can be proud of it. Okay, Sam?
Sure. If let's take example. If I will get any problems, I will definitely let you know. Because without
okay,
your
Sam.
Approval, I cannot proceed further, right? Because this is your book and you are our client, so we have to fulfill your requirements. And which is possible,
okay.
I'm here being honest with you. Whatever the thing is possible, I'm letting you know. If anything is not possible, then I will not say you that, hey, this is possible, and later on, once it's printed, then
okay.
now it, you will see it and you will be unhappy with that. So I don't want to do
okay.
that to you.
No, I understand. And you're a gentleman. Thank you, Sam. Okay,
so that's the
so
thing.
The picture
that's
size,
why I'm letting you know that straight away, the book that you have already in your hand, I will send the 65 copies in that landscape thing. Okay? But
yes.
on the Amazon, straight away, I'm letting you know, we will publish your book in 8.5 by 11. That would be the portrait. But I will try my best to adjust the picture in the same size and the wider space a little bit more right there.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask you, why couldn't you make the pictures, the book sent to Amazon, a landscape? Why? What, they don't accept that?
They accept it, but the size of the book would be 8.5 by 6. Let's take an example. Let me tell you what happened, right? Being honest with you, if you trust me. When we go to the publish the book on the Amazon, we need to fill out the form, be honest with you, right? So in that form, having a size
yes.
book size column, when we go ahead and click on the book size column, so Amazon offers like 3 or 5 sizes, 8.25
yes.
by 11, 8.5 by 11, 8.5 by 6, or so on. So
okay.
in the landscape size, Amazon only offers like 8.5 by 6. That is the only size
okay.
that Amazon, you know, give us to be published the book on. So if you
okay.
allow me, so I can go ahead and publish the book because we are restricted at this point because we cannot play with the Amazon, as you know, right? Because we
okay.
are not Amazon where we can make the adjustment in the website. Amazon is a big firm,
okay.
you know, it's $1 million firm. So
right.
definitely whatever they offers us, definitely we need to fulfill, we need to play around it. So they offer
okay.
like 8.5 by 6 landscape size. If you allow me, so I will go ahead and publish the book at 8.5 by 6. And the attachment that I've sent you, the picture will be look like there. There is no wider space. There is no distortion in the picture. No blurry. Everything will be perfect. I must say that it's 100, if you will rate that book 1 out of 10, so in the 8.5 by 6, I will rate like 9.5, being honest with you. Being a client, I'm giving you this rating of your book in the scale of 1 out of 10, right? 9.5. If you will go ahead and make this book and publish in 8.5 by 6.
Okay, so Sam, if you do that, if the book is 8.5 times 6, the page where there are two pictures on it, the pictures will be so very small.
No, it will not be, because only you see the attachment that you have sent it to me. If you will go ahead and publish the book in 8.5 by 6, so the wider space, only the wider space will be removed. The picture will be remain same. Only the wider.
But that's impossible, because the book, the page of the book, is what size? It's 11. Okay, let me get this. I'm measuring it right now.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay. The I just measured the large photo, right? The picture on the left. It's 11 inches wide. So then now, how could it be the same if the book is 8 inches by 6 inches? So to be 8 inches high and 6 inches wide?
That is, the height of the book is 11, and the wide of the book is 8.5, right?
Right. So if you make it 8 times 6, all the pictures have to be cut in half. Right, Sam?
Okay, Paul, what I can do?
Yes.
I will show you one more sample, okay? And in that sample, I will adjust these two pictures in 8.5 by 6 size. So you will see the review. And you will preview the book in the 8.5 by 6. And once you feel like it's good, then we will go ahead and publish that book in 8.5 by 6. If you feel it. Otherwise, we will agree on 8.5 by 11. But this is my opinion, suggestion to you. I will go ahead and show you that in 8.5 by 6, the size of the book, how it will be showing
right.
The two images in one single page. So it will be more easier for you to understand the thing, like how the two images will be look like on the one single page if the book size will be 8.5 by 6.
Right. But,
okay.
You know, when you cut down the size of the pictures, it diminishes the quality of the image.
No, the quality will not be disturbed. The qualities of the picture will not be disturbed. This is my promise to you. If it will be going to be disturbed, I will let you know, and I will not perform that task again. Okay. So what I will do, give me a chance. I will go ahead and make two drafts for you. One is 8.5 by 11 along with two pictures, and second one is 8.5 by 6 along with the same two pictures. So you will compare both attachments and which size you would like to go with. You will let me know, then I will go ahead and publish with that.
Yeah, you know,
That is a more easier way. That is a more easier way to understand both sizes.
I understand. No, you know, I mean, all you're really talking about is dimensions. So I can understand that. Now, I know if you cut the book in half, the pictures have to get smaller, right? If the book is 11 inches, now with 6 inches, every picture is going to be cut in half. So the actual picture is much smaller. And that is unacceptable.
Okay, I totally understand. That is an imagination. But I spoke with my designer, and he's saying that he will try his best, and he will adjust the picture without cutting out any edges or anything else. So let's try with it, right? Give me like 15 to 20 minutes. Okay, I will call you back along with the two attachments.
Okay.
And the first attachment will be 8.5 by 11, along with the two same images, and second was 8.5 by 6, along with the two same images. So you will compare it, and which size would you like to go with? You can let me know, and then we will just finalize this publishing right away.
Okay. So you will call me in a half hour, about a half hour?
Yes, half an hour or 1 hour. Keep in your mind, like, one
okay,
hour.
No problem, because I will be here. But
no
the
problem.
Thing is two things.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want any picture distortion. I will not accept picture distortion, and I do not want the pictures to be made smaller. Because if this is the way it's going to be, I think I'm going to have to get my money back and just go someplace else to get it done.
Don't worry about that. This thing will not become at this time because I'm here, and definitely I will fulfill your requirements and resolve this issue. So there is no
okay.
money back thing will be come in your mind anymore.
Okay.
I must say this. But I will try my best to fulfill this your requirements and resolve this issue. So you will be happy and satisfied with me then.
Okay, thank you. So I'll hear back from you about an hour or so, right?
Sure. I will get back to you.
Thank you
so much for being understanding all the things and giving me a time for resolving
this. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care.